This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa lillahi ala an-nasi hijjul bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila. ومن كفر فإن الله غني عن العالمين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected ulama, elders and brothers, normally in our countries, I think most of the people who are in this gathering are people from South Africa and Pakistan. We normally have a small words of advice before the khutbah, and accordingly, since most of the people who are from that background, we just using the opportunity to say a few words of motivation to remind us about our coming year in Makkah Mukarramah and coming for Hajj. This is indeed a very, very great and a Mubarak occasion and a Mubarak visit, and we are fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. Firstly, for me to speak is maybe not. I've got people who are very more learned than me, people who are from my own alma mater who are here in this gathering. But since they have asked me to say a few words, I'm obliging. You know, Hajj is a very, very amazing ibadat. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has not got a chapter on any other practical duty of Islam. You don't see Surah Salah, Surah Zakat, Surah Sawm, but you got a special independent surah known as Surah Al-Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got an entire surah on Hajj. And Allah ta'ala, when he makes mention with regard to the farziyat and when the obligation of Hajj is, it is so emphasized that it is unique. So we find when Allah ta'ala tells us about salat, he tells us aqimu salah. And he tells us about zakat, he said atu zakah. When he tells us about sawm, he said kutiba alaykum as-siyam. To aise Quran mein aise koi surat nahi hai salat ke upar, zakat ke upar, sawm ke upar, lekin hajj ke upar pura ek surat hai, mustaqil surat. Aur ye bhi dekho ki Allah Taala ne kis tarah hajj ko farz kiya. Look at the emphasis upon the words walillahi alannasi hajjul bayt. To Allah, you owe it to Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki zimme. Allah Ta'ala ki hukuk. It is the right upon you that upon Allah you make Hajj. Allah par, for Allah, upon people. Hajjul bayt. It is the Hajj to make of the Baytullah. Man istata'a ilayhi sabila, whoever has the means. Waman kafara, and whoever disobeys Allah, whoever shows ungratefulness, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of him. Allah is not in need of anyone amongst the universe. So Allah Ta'ala is telling you, perform Hajj because I am your creator, I have done so much for you. You owe it to Allah to make Hajj. And if you don't do it, Allah is not in need of you. Allah Ta'ala ko aapki koi zarurat nahi agar aap Hajj na pare. Istitaat hona ke bawajood. Allah is not in need of you. Therefore it comes in one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever has the means and he does not perform Hajj, then it does not matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he dies Yahudiyan or Nasraniyan, whether he dies as a Jew or a Christian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't care. And I like to make mention of this, very important for us to understand. I made mention of it in many of the previous programs, let me repeat it. That we don't come here because we are wealthy and Allah has given us the wealth, that's why we came. We don't come here because we are pious or we are worthy. Hum isliye haj ke liye nahi aate ke jo hai hum maldar hai, Allah Taala ne hame daulat diya hai, ya hum muttaqi hai, hum parhezgar hai, aise koi baat nahi. We only come because Allah Taala has invited us. We only come because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited us. Allah has made us worthy to come. Allah has brought us here. There are people who are more pious than us who don't perform Hajj. Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Who doesn't know Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Alayhi? Today we are in need of Salahuddin Ayyubi to liberate Masjid Aqsa. Salahuddin Ayyubi, because he was so passionate about Masjid Aqsa, he spent his whole life in jihad, he didn't perform one hajj. He was greater than us, he didn't come for hajj. There are people who are more wealthier than us. We know and we see that they have greater amount of wealth than us, but they don't have the opportunity to perform hajj. Sometimes their whole life goes, and they say, we will perform when we get old, we'll get old. And then we don't know. Sometimes, therefore Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, man kana yuridu al-hajj falyu'ajjil. Whoever seeks and has an intention to perform hajj, let him make quickly. Let him not delay. Let him immediately perform hajj. So therefore it's important that we keep this in mind, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity to come. It's not because we are wealthy, or because we are muttaqi or we are worthy. Allah Ta'ala has called us. Now that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has called us, now we must make the most of our hajj. We must see to it that we don't waste 1 minute with regard to coming closer towards Almighty Allah. After all, the whole purpose of hajj is to come closer towards Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. More so on the day of Arafah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, there is no day in which shaitan is more abased and more disgraced and more humiliated than the day of Arafah, because he sees Allah Ta'ala freeing so many people from the fire of Jahannam. And he sees so many people Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgiving. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us amongst them. Say Ameen Inshallah. Allah make us amongst those that Allah Ta'ala announces our emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala grant us forgiveness. And in fact, ulama have written that it is part of sin for you to leave Arafah thinking that Allah hasn't forgiven you. Ye ek mustaqil guna hai ki aap ye samjhe ki jo na Arafat se main nikal raha hu Allah Taala ne mujhe maaf nahi kiya. Hope, have this firm conviction that Allah Taala has forgiven us. Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi, the famous Sufi, has made mention in one of his sayings. He said, can you imagine that if a whole group of people, so many people, go to a wealthy person to ask him for something that is insignificant in his eyes? Maldar ke paas jaye, mujhe thora sa 100 rupees de do. Give me 100 rupees. And how many people came? 100,000 people came to ask him for 100 rupees. He'll feel ashamed to refute and to deny so many people something so small in his eyes. Wallahi, my dear respected brothers, forgiving all the hajjis is even more insignificant for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Fuzail ibn Ayaz rahmatullahi alayhi made mention of this to say that all of these people coming and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, it is perhaps, we say it with the greatest amount of caution, it is perhaps not equivalent to the greatness and of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala for Allah Ta'ala to reject so many people, especially when it is so easy and insignificant for Allah Ta'ala to forgive everyone. We come here out of the love of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The clothes that we wear at the time of Ihram, the Ihram that we wear, you know, it's not a usual clothes. No one wear Ihrams and go to a wedding function. Koi Ihram pehenkar jo hai na wo function mein to nahi jata. No one goes and wear Ihram and goes to a wedding or goes to a meeting. But why we wear it? Because Allah Ta'ala loves it. And we are in an ibadat of love. We leave everything for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We come to the Kaaba and Baytullah. Kaaba and Baytullah is a symbol and a landmark reminding us of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has kept certain landmarks in this earth, certain landmarks which are visible signs of His greatness and His presence. And the Kaaba is the greatest landmark of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then we go around the Kaaba. The Arabic poet has said, Amurru ala diyari diyaru layla, uqabbilu dhal jidari wa dhal jidar. I go around the house of my beloved. I kiss this door. I kiss this particular place. I kiss the door. I kiss the walls. I don't kiss the walls because of the structure. I keep kiss the walls because it is a sign of my beloved. Isliye to hum kar rahe hain. That's why we go around the Kaaba. That's why we go and pray in Kisra. That's why. It is our sign of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this particular dress that we wear, this ihram, Allah loves it. That's why we wear it. One of the reasons. It comes in a hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala boasts in front of the malaika. Allah ta'ala boasts in front of the malaika. Can you imagine Allah ta'ala boasting about us? Unzuru ila zuwari bayti qad ja'uni shukhtan ghubara. Oh my malaika, look at these people who have come. My bondsman, my servant. They have come, qad ja'uni shukhtan ghubara. They have come full of dust and disheveled hair, not worried about their appearance. They have come only for my sake. What is the reward for such people? And the malaika say, Allah, this Rasul knows best. And Allah Ta'ala says, the reward of such people is, they must be forgiven. Go, bear witness, I have forgiven them. So this is, my dear respected brothers, I just like to make mention of one more point, because in order time, now we must get ready, inshallah, for the days of Hajj. Allah Ta'ala, prepare us. Allah, make it easy. So we all are such, we all looking forward to it, but we all worried also. We have created us weak. Khulikal insanu dha'ifa. Nabi Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has created us weak. So now we all hear about that on the day of Jamarat, we're going to have to walk so long, and you're going to go to, you know, Muzdalifa. And Muzdalifa, you're going to stay outside. You know, I always say that, you know, you have 5-star hotel, 3-star hotel, 7-star hotel. Muzdalifa is all-star hotel. All-star hotel. So we don't know how what the situation. So we must all make dua. Allah Ta'ala makes things easy. We always ask Allah Ta'ala for ease. We always ask Allah Ta'ala. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Hazrat Abbas, oh my uncle, always ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. There is no greater dua that you can ask Allah Ta'ala than afiyat. Afiyat ki dua mangni chahiye. Allah Ta'ala afiyat se hajj pura karaye inshaAllah. So we make dua for afiyat. And we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant us ease. Allah Ta'ala grant us the capacity to make the Hajj. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for acceptance. Acceptance, only Allah knows whether Allah will accept. Make a bit soch tawa, you know, you think about this, Ya Allah, it's amazing. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam made so much sacrifice. He left Iraq. He came to Canaan. He left Canaan. He came here to Makkah Mukarramah. He left his wife and children in a barren desert. Koi khane ke intizam, koi peene ke intizam, kuch nahi. He left his wife and his child. And he made dua, Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in in the Baytika al-Muharram. Wallah, I left my children in a barren desert only because it is your command and it is your Muharram. In the Baytika al-Muharram, it is your sacred house. Right? And then he made, Allah Ta'ala told him to slaughter his son, he sacrificed his son. When Allah Ta'ala told him, ithqala lahu rabbu aslim. Oh Ibrahim, submit to Allah Ta'ala. So he said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. I submit to the Lord of the world. And then when he finished the Kaaba and the Baytullah, he said, Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. You are all hearing, all knowing. Kabhi main sochta hoon, if anyone in this world could have said, Ya Allah, ab kya, what submission you asking from me? You ask me to leave my home, I left it. You ask me to leave my children in the barren desert, I did it. You asked me to put a knife on my child's neck, I did it. You're still asking me for submission. But yet, what did he say? When Allah Ta'ala told him, Aslim, he said, Aslamtu, I submit. And then when he completed the Kaaba, what did he say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from me. If anyone could have said, Ya Allah, I did so much, you must accept. Perhaps it would have been Ibrahim alayhi salam, but he's also pleading for acceptance. So, hame kitna jaana hai, qabooliyat ke liye dua mangne chahe. How much must we make dua for qabooliyat? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our hajj. And lastly, I would just like to say, you know, the last point. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Hajjatul Wida, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدِ. Those who are present must give the message to those who are not present. Those who are ghaib, those who are absent. Sahaba went throughout the world to go and give the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I went to Uzbekistan, Samarkand. The qabr of the cousin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Kuthum bin Abbas, is in Samarkand. Where is Makkah, Medina? Where is Samarkand? The cousin of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is buried in Samarkand. Subhanallah. So this tells you that after Hajj, there is a responsibility upon us. to change our life and to influence others. You have to go and give da'wah or to influence others. Today we've got influencers. Everywhere there's influencers, but influencers on Instagram, etc. But what do? Influence in what? Influence to make recipes. Influence to lifestyle. Here we must become influencers of good. Hajj kamana ye hai, after you come, you change your life and you influence people for the better, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
सुनना
एक सब आ गया जो